Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in just minutes here, Ted versus the FCC. The first one for the new year, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com. And a couple from our question dealing with pain today. Guys, blew out my back brushing my teeth. Couldn't walk for 3 days.
How do you brush your teeth, brother?
That's crazy. It must be bent over the sink, maybe?
I guess.
The lower back?
Maybe his teeth aren't in his mouth.
I will say, I was telling a story earlier about my buddy DB calling, right? He's 45, playing hoops. And he's telling me the story about playing great, this and that. He goes, there's one bad thing. I said, what happened? He goes, I kind of hurt my shoulder. I go, how'd you hurt your shoulder? He was like, cleaning my shoe.
That's what did, just brushing off the just bottom of his shoe.
Oh, my God.
He played basketball and was fine. Brushed off his shoe.
The last quarter, He's like, I just stretched it weird.
Oh.
Brian here. Worst pain I've ever been in is when I broke my neck back in 2010 in an ATV accident. Oh. That was a solid 9, fellas. Mm. I was 15 when I cut my big toe off with a lawnmower. The initial pain I described as having my toe smashed with a hammer against a concrete floor.
You could also describe it as cutting my toe off with a lawnmower. I think it kind of explains itself, man.
And one more. Worst pain was when I broke my leg and my wife stole my pain pills. Good times. That from Raymond, the transplant from Klamath Falls.
Oh, well.
Ted, who says,
if you live in Klamath Falls, you should be shocked your wife took your pain pills. God, that place is awful.
Now time for a few birthday emails brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
You're saying,
dip responsibly.
I'm going to get you a Klamath Falls t-shirt.
If I live in Klamath Falls, just assume that my own spouse will steal my pain pills.
Again, we were in an RV camping, just staying overnight in the Walmart parking lot. Those dudes stole our beer. We should have locked them from underneath our thing while there was 4 men in it. And then we're parked, I don't know, 20 feet away drinking it, like daring us to come over and say something.
Jesus.
So Klamath Falls is an... Sorry, it's just a bad place.
Okay.
It's like God forgot about
it. You should expect your wife to steal your pills.
It's mostly drug addicts, so I'm not shocked she stole your pills.
Hello, Michelle. Can I get a birthday shout out to my baby girl, Kiara, who turns 11 today. Mom, Dad, and your 2 younger brothers love you. Can we get some green beans?
Yeah.
Some dirty dad jokes. She's 11, so no.
No.
Coach Ted on turning 11 as well. Thanks, Bajolas and Thrill. We are originally from Washington State, but have been in Harrison, Arkansas since 2020. Why are you always going to talk ass about Arkansas?
Because I've been there.
Peace and love, brothers.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Arkansas, the Klamath Falls of the states.
There's nobody that defends Arkansas. People from Arkansas don't defend Arkansas.
Look, I understand you don't want me to make fun of Arkansas. The problem is Arkansas is still Arkansas, so I can't help myself. But happy birthday.
Yeah. All right. No dirty jokes for 11-year-old, but I got some other ones.
Sorry, but when's the last time I said, taking a vacation to Arkansas?
Right, but I have family there.
Correct.
I got a job there.
People do go to the Ozarks.
What people?
Oh, you know what? I'll give you that.
Okay.
Lake of the Ozarks, I'm sure, is lovely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Jokes for an 11-year-old. Did you guys know statistically that 6 out of 7 dwarves are not happy? Nothing?
I think that's a fact.
That is a fact.
What is a pirate's favorite fast food restaurant?
Arby's.
Arby's. let's see here. I give her this one. 2 cannibals are eating dinner. One says, geez, I really hate my mother. The other replies, well, try the potatoes.
I thought it was going to be the classic, does this taste funny to you?
Yes, it's a clown, man.
All right, turn at 11, right? That's a pretty good birthday. 11's kind of that age where, like, you're still trick-or-treating. You can still go to the playground, but you're getting older. You're not a teenager yet, so you're right there. So I'd say, let's enjoy this year. Because then 12 and 13, then you got to kind of, you know, be a little more grown up. But hey, go down that slide today. Get that burger. Get that milkshake.
10 and beyond, that's getting into the fun ages.
It is.
Yeah. You know, you get the double digits with the 10, and then 11 through 13, you know, you're just
boom.
Pre-teens, here we go, and then the teenage years, man.
I feel like, too, like 11, 12, like 10, 11, 12, you start getting a little more freedom.
Yeah.
You do.
You're getting jazzed about it.
Well, you can start, like, feeding yourself and stuff like that, right? Yeah. And once you start doing things like that, you find you get a little extra wiggle room in the house.
Hola, guys. It's my husband's 43rd birthday today. Can you guys wish him a happy birthday? Give him a fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking to him about how it feels to be 43 and how we're going to celebrate tonight.
To Oregon fish sandwich.
Yeah, being 43 probably feels like being 42, but how you celebrate tonight, you're 1 year wiser and you know what it is you like in the bedroom.
Yeah, also, I remember when I turned 43, that was the year we finally got to do, is that one thing you've been asking about?
Yeah, finally, don't say oops, just say yeah, I was trying to go there.
Yeah, exactly. Don't forget to shower first.
Hello, dinosaurs, it's my 50th birthday today. Can I get the turtle wax with a here comes the dope pusher in the first pause, then a geez Louise, followed by a Sarah Palin. Thanks for keeping us entertained. That from Tim.
Whoa, not that one. Hang on. I screwed it up.
Here comes the dope pusher.
Jeez, Louise.
Gentlemen, writing because even though my wife is a big fan of the show, she thinks I'm an idiot for wanting to have a birthday shout-out.
That's not why she thinks you're an idiot.
She would be embarrassed if I did this for her. So I'm turning 56, and damn, has the warranty run out. All of my aches and pains will be forgotten with a shout-out. So could I humbly request you talking all over yourselves about eating pork brains, Coke Ted telling me what to do about functioning with elderly joints and muscles, and the dirty Germans offering my wife ideas on how to help me feel better on my birthday. Thanks, gentlemen. You make my afternoon commute worth it. That from Sal, pronounced sauce. What was the first one? Oh, pork brains. Well, we pork actually brains. Had pork
listen,
brains.
Listen, man, it tastes exactly like what it says on the can. It tastes like pork brains and a milk brain. That's literally all you need to know.
How old is he?
He is 56 years old today.
All right, you're turning 56. You got a little pain in there, huh? What does Coke Ted recommend? Ha! I don't know about cocaine, but there's other drugs you can do. You can buy them on the street. You'll feel so blissful. You won't even know that pain exists, my brother.
Yeah, boy. Dirty Germans, too, right?
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, she wants to know what she can do to make him feel better on his birthday. It's quite simple. You just gave him a big hug with your mouth.
Yeah, unless he says I'm sorry, like a mouth hug.
Yeah.
But Charles, I want to wish my amazing wife, Patty, a very happy birthday today. She takes another trip around the Great Ball of Fire. I don't tell her how much I love her and appreciate her enough, though, so hopefully she'll get a kick out of this. I won't say how old she is, somewhere between 54 and 56. Oh, can she get a fart medley? And because she hates and loves your dumb jokes, I tell her, how about some dad jokes from Miles? Thank you guys for all the years of entertainment, and congrats on your success. That from Kylie. Let's see here. Okay. What kind of meat does a priest eat on Fridays? What kind of meat does a priest eat on Fridays?
What kind of meat does a
priest? None.
None.
Oh. Damn.
She said I was the biggest disappointment she ever had. I said, wow, still the biggest, though. Guys, I like my coffee like I like my women.
How's that?
Without a penis. Just gonna give her some more of this. Why don't Baptists make love standing up?
Why?
It looks too much like dancing. Morgan Freeman's son is a customs broker.
Oh, yeah?
Duty Freeman. Wait, there's more. What did sushi say to the bee? What did sushi say to the bee?
I don't know.
Wasabi!
That. How did the whoopee cushion die?
Ran out of air?
Fart attack. Dad joke Friday, I'll get one. I told the waiter to stop throwing sodium chloride at me.
Oh, yeah?
That's assault.
That's assault, yeah.
Woolly mammoths don't like explosions.
Woolly mammoths don't like explosions. Why not?
But a dino might. And finally, what were the first two computers in the world?
I don't know.
The Mac and the PC?
Eve had an apple. Adam had a wang.
Well done.
Yeah. Let's see. Bertolos, today is my 59th trip around the sun, and if I could, I'd like to give a shout-out to my life partners, Jewel and Mona, for making me the happiest man on earth. Thank you so much for all you do at home for me. I love you. The girls, not you, Ted. A random sound effect there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, for Detroit.
Do your girl and your Johnson.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaz a Dirty German's brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Still getting those emails on National Gas Day or whatever it was, National Fart Day. Guys,
Pass Gas Day.
Whatever
Miles.
It was, yes. I used to be a charter fisherman in the Florida Keys. We once booked a trip for five very attractive ladies who were in town for a bachelorette party weekend. I managed to get myself invited to join them for dinner the next evening, and subsequently back to the house they were staying at for cocktails. I obviously had driven myself to the restaurant, so one of the ladies offered to ride with me back to the house, in my lap. Immediately after assuming her co-pilot position, I felt a vibration in my lap. Mm. My dumbass couldn't help but ask, "Did you just fart on me?" She sheepishly replied, "Yep."
Yep.
We'll be celebrating our 15th anniversary on March the 17th. Keep doing what you gentlemen are doing for as long as they'll let you. Oh, and a little side note, that was her bachelorette party.
Oh, nice. Damn, man.
Stole the guy's wife.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, I mean, I guess good for him. That's tough.
And she farted on you.
Guys, there we were, the New York Casino, just outside the teeny tiny sports book in Tom Urban. We had a few libations, as one does. I was headed to a machine when it happened. Hubby farts, a woman screams, and plates crash. Boom, boom, boom. I turn, he's gone. I mean, seconds passed, and he's nowhere to be found. I head back toward the sports book, and he stumbles from the bathroom with tears and laughter. Fortunately, he didn't poop himself, and the lady screaming and broken dishes were simply perfect timing. But to this day, it is the most perfect fart. Miss y'all much. That from Heather, formerly of the second floor, now in Alabama.
All right.
And one more fart email. So my dad, rest his soul, was an elementary school librarian. He had the worst farts. His library aide lady had her own fart fan in the office. So way back in the day, he would need to drop ass. He would find a group of young men hanging out in the library, and he would do a very sneaky crop dust. Then he'd go back to his office and watch them argue over who farted. Happy hump day, bitches. That from Charlie in Bremerton. Okay, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time. All right. Chunky Butt Funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor, unlucky butt funk Chuck, the chunky butt flunker with his fat, funky fork.
Three times fast.
Chunky butt funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor, unlucky butt funk Chuck was chunky butt funker with his fat, funky fork.
One.
Chunky butt funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor, unlucky butt funk Chuck, the chunky butt funker with his fat, funky fork. Sorry, Mike. Chunky butt funk was stuck with a funky fork. Poor unlucky butt funk Chuck, the chunky butt funker with his fat funky fork.
Oh! Wow. There was a win live from Tony V's. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000. and their job or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
As we discussed earlier, our New Year's resolution. There was stop doing drugs on Thursday night.
Yep.
I didn't realize that.
Got a good night's sleep tonight. We're going to do drugs all night long.
Oh, we're going to do them tonight. Yeah, for
just,
sure.
Just not on
but not Thursday.
Thursday night.
Friday.
This is an oldie but a goodie. We pulled out one from September 27th of 2019.
Oh, I remember that day.
And this is from Matt in Stanwood. He says, a new twist on an old classic. Good luck, sir. I'm sure you've done this one before, but let's do it again.
All right.
It goes something like this. The towns of Fig Buck and Buck Fig love to cheer for their hometown football teams. The Fig Buck Fig Buckers and the Buck Fig Buck Figures. Go Fig Buckers and go Buck Figures.
What?
That's what I said. The way we do Ted versus the FCC is to read that one time through, then three times fast.
The towns of Fig Buck and Buck Fig love to cheer for the hometown football teams. The Fig Buck, Fig Puckers, Buckers, and the Butt Fig Buck Figures. Go Fig Buckers and go Buck Figures.
Three times fast.
The towns of Fig Buck and Buck Fig love to cheer on their hometown football team.
Right in the keister. Right in the keister.
Come on. See, I think this is when around I start saying, like, they got to be real words.
Yeah, well, you know, that's
you
their
can
talent.
Barely walk or talk through it slowly.
I will get better at it the second time around next week.
Go back to doing drugs on Thursday.
Okay.
You think that'll help?
Yeah, I do.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, check out here at 5:08. We'll drink and toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. According to a new study, smarter breeds of dogs can pick up a lot more, words and can actually be eavesdropping on your conversations.
Well, you,
well, you can't repeat it.
Right. Like, who are they going to tell? I could say, I'm going to rob a bank, and even if my dog knows exactly what I'm going to do, who are you going to tell? You going to tell other dogs?
Right.
I'm not worried about
Guess
it.
Guess what he's doing?
Well, I could tell the canine unit, I guess.
You know what's happening.
I mean, I get it. Like, I don't think that... Like, I get the dog is listening to me and he fathoms.
Well, they were saying the dogs, their big thing, eavesdropping's wrong term. The point they were making was, even if you're not speaking to your dog, that you come over to my house, I talk about a new toy for my dog, Molly.
Oh, yeah.
If we talk about enough, the dog will pick up the idea that, I don't know, if I say the rope toy, she will understand what the rope toy is.
All right.
If I say, hey, can you go to the fridge and grab beer? She'll actually figure out what the fridge is. So then you could say to your dog, go to the fridge. And your dog will go to the refrigerator. Because then just realize, just based on what you're pointing at or talking about, it starts to recognize the words that identify certain objects.
After a while, it just becomes
just becomes habit.
To say, it's like those videos where people act like they're on the phone and just use the dog's buzzwords.
Oh, yeah, and the dog's.
Like walk or toy.
Oh, yeah.
Treat.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Telescopes have spotted a record-breaking asteroid that's spinning so fast that they say it should break itself apart.
But it hasn't.
It has not.
That's it close?
I don't think it's close.
Well, it should break itself apart, but it hasn't, so it shouldn't.
Right.
That's all, guys. And there's science.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like, what's his name? From the Rolling Stones, that should be dead.
Oh, Keith Richards. He should be dead, but he's not.
Right.
So he shouldn't be.
Defying all the laws.
Right.
All the odds. A new study found that castration shows an increased life expectancy in mammals.
That's okay.
They say it does in humans, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to live that long.
That's my thing. Like, how long are we talking? And then what do I do with my time other than say I miss my penis?
Right.
Hey, you make less poor decisions.
Well, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming if you don't have your testicles, you can't have sex anymore?
I mean, I suppose that you can.
Sex.
I thought castration got rid of it all.
Yeah.
Or is it just the testicles?
It's just the boys.
So
just
the boys? The twig.
Yeah.
Huh.
Like you have the twig, you don't have the berries.
Correct.
I'm saying, does your twig still work?
I believe so.
I mean, because most dogs will still sport one, even if they've been, spayed or, I mean, neutered. Not spayed.
Yeah, neutered.
Neutered.
Yeah.
Either way, I don't need to live that long. You know what helps you live a long time, too? Like a good diet and exercise. So given the choice, I'm not going to do either. I'm just saying.
But now I'm kind of with Miles.
What?
Well, if the twig's still functional, it still produces...
You're in?
Is it there? Yeah, I don't know.
No, I get what you're saying. I completely understand what you're saying. Like, yeah. I can still have sex.
My Google history is going to be screwed.
I think it's just less frequent.
Less frequent, and your motivation probably goes down.
Yeah,
so
you can still get an erection without testicles.
Yeah.
It becomes much harder.
Yeah.
Hmm. To get an erection or after you get an erection?
I'm trying to read through that right now.
I mean, it makes the erection more
difficult or...
Wait.
Good call. Difficult
or harder.
Well, ED medications, they say, can help, or an implant.
Okay.
Sure, I mean, because you're just kind of getting rid of the testosterone.
Right, I was going to say, your basic motivation for that is in the testicles. Your penis is the vessel, right?
But if you lose your testicles, your testosterone level plummets.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So you're kind of like, yeah, I would have sex, but I don't really feel like it.
I don't even feel like lifting.
Yeah. I don't even like ball anymore.
Yeah.
Watch figure skating.
Yeah, I mean, you guys want to come over, drink wine, and cry?
Do we have to eat ribs again?
Let's watch a sad movie.
Why do you want steak?
Let's eat outside.
God.
Oh. Is pumpkin spice season back?
Oh, can we get goat cheese and artichoke?
God damn it.
Why don't you ever bring me flowers?
No. Yeah.
You don't eat as much steak and chips. No, but I love sweets.
Suddenly, I can plan things 9 months in advance and remember.
Remember it all.
I remember every conversation we have ever had.
There's more than two feelings.
One of them's ouch.
Oh, God, the new season of The Bachelor's on.
I know.
I date myself, but come over. Let's watch Steel Magnolias.
Steel Magnolias.
Oh, yeah. On repeat.
Yeah.
Hallmark.
Put your thinking caps on, time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. It's an adjective brought to you by the letter I.
Have you had a good cry, Mike, lately?
I just want to read a book. I don't want to watch sports.
Yeah. I'm not into sex, but can we snuggle?
You're right. Oh, no, Walter, your motive. I just want to snuggle.
Can we just have contact with each other without it having to go there?
Why are my feet so cold? Why do I feel the need to put them...
Why are my feet cold?
Between your legs.
Right. And I'll never put on socks.
Right.
Suddenly I want to wear your hoodie.
Oh, my God.
Oh. We should adopt a cat.
I think that's what our family needs.
Suddenly, got it. Every compromise is in my favor. Every single one of them.
Actually, you know what? You're wrong, okay?
Honey, I picked up your clothes for you.
All right.
Is that what you're wearing?
Oh, I hate my coworkers. They're bitches.
I know.
They're just so mean.
It's always personal.
Ted, I got to go to the bathroom. You want to go with me?
Yeah.
I mean, yes.
Of course I do.
Merriam-Webster word of the day. It's an adjective brought to you by the letter I. I give you guys 75% chance of success on this one. It describes either something that is not likely to bother or offend anyone, or something that causes no injury or is otherwise considered harmless. Somebody who's been castrated. Irrelevant. Ooh, I like irrelevant, but no, it is not irrelevant.
All right.
Doesn't cause injury to anyone?
Does not cause injury, otherwise considered harmless.
Insignificant?
It's not likely to bother or offend. Insignificant, not bad, but no.
Oh, come on, Thrill.
A little bit fancier. Steve, you're the final bastion over here. The word is innocuous.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's right.
75, you guys know what the word is. You just,
I know the word,
you're
right?
You're not really going to get there.
Together there.
Experts say AI is causing a collapse of trust online. And I'm here to say good. Let the collapse of trust go online. Let us stop trusting the internet.
I wish someone had predicted this. Like, I don't know, everyone who's not an idiot.
Right.
One of my favorite ones I saw today was, I guess, you know, the smaller cities, they're still owned by some big-ass dumb company. Put it this way, it's some small town in Idaho, okay? And they're an affiliate of one of the networks, I don't know, but the local news is doing the local news stuff. There's nobody there, so they're putting all this crap through AI. So they're doing the weather report. So it shows the state of Ohio. It kind of says what the weather is, and the weather itself was fairly accurate as a meteorologist, right? Because nature going to do what nature going to do. None of the towns were true. Some of them were really dirty sounding. Some of them were just absolutely hilarious. And so people are looking at this like, well, the weather's reasonably close to what they're saying, but nobody lives in, and I believe they call it an AI hallucination.
Right.
But they're not sure. They're like, dude, it's just the state of Ohio. In theory, if you feed this to AI, Boise's Boise, right? That's what
correct.
It's something. Not to AI. So it had an hallucination of like all the cities were labeled something just weird.
I just like the fact that they were quoting a guy who said BS.
Oh,
but,
Jesus.
But they put an asterisk where the U is in bull. But left the S word.
Oh, no.
This
was on CNN. It was,
I
got fooled on Christmas Eve. Thought I found the greatest Christmas song of all time. Turns out it was AI.
Was it a good song?
It was called The Grinch That Stole All the Bitches.
Oh.
I thought it was a real soul song from like the 70s.
But see, that I can get down with AI. Like, look, if you're going to create something that's still entertaining,
The cool. Grinch That Stole All the Bitches.
That Stole All the Bitches.
I got to look for this now.
Awesome. You still bumped that in the apartment, didn't you?
I did.
Damn straight.
I don't think that's where AI went. A Christmas song. Beep, 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 beep. The Grinch stole all the bitches.
And it had like a whole bio on this fake singer. It was like, these 70 singers teeter on like ridiculous and awesome. And it's like, this guy made The Grinch That Stole All the Bitches.
You were like, I'm in.
I was.
You remember what his name was?
I'll look it up.
Did it sound fake?
Mike, I'm telling you, it sounded. You can hear it in my voice. Like, I couldn't believe. When I finally looked it up, my buddy's like, oh, dude, this is AI. I was like, no.
Damn it.
I can't believe they got me.
Fossils discovered in Morocco suggest that Africa is the birthplace of modern humans. Haven't we already established that?
I was just saying they've been saying that longer than I'm alive.
Like, I don't...
By the way, Ted, it says here, the Grinch stole all the bitches. Apparently released in 1976, which obviously is not true. I'm trying to find any more information about it, but yeah.
Yeah. Trust me, if you can find it, it is awesome, though.
Scientists are creating smart pills that track medicine in the body.
Why
do we need to track the medicine that's inside the body?
Is it taking?
Like,
you gave me medicine. I hope it is.
Right. I'm hoping that if you gave me something, you know what it does.
I mean, maybe some of the neuro medications or whatever. I don't know. Or
maybe.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. Just watching TV last night, and maybe four different pill ads come on for whatever the hell. It is amazing to me to listen to all the side effects. And, you know, if it doesn't apply to you, you don't pay a lot of attention. And then half the commercials, the side effects. And when I got to the end of the commercial to remind you what the pill was about, I'm like, you realize this condition is less severe than any of the potential side effects that you might have from having.
Right.
Like, Jesus Christ. Just live with the condition.
Sometimes they don't even say what it is. There's one commercial where it's just a guy serving food and it's all like, look at him. And I'm like, what is this for? Apparently, it's like for your skin condition.
Oh, there's been a lot with eczema and all that kind of thing going on. But yeah, I've known people with eczema. It's irritating, but it's not life-threatening. They don't enjoy it. That's why we gave it a name. But there's a couple of... I'm looking at the side effects. Like, All of these are severely worse than just having eczema.
I hate when they just say what the condition is and they just expect me to know what that damn condition is.
I think their thing is that it's
for
it's
all those
targeted.
Suffering from bisophycomyelitis.
If you know what it is, you're going to pay attention.
Ask your doctor if it's right for
that's
you.
That's what I like about the commercials. I'm like, this does not appeal to me. Cool.
This is the time of year for me, though, man. My skin gets dry as hell.
Sure.
Yeah.
Just get lotion.
Well, get one of these.
Just use some of that lotion on your skin.
I used a lotion, but it still gets dry at the end of the day.
You have to keep reapplying the lotion.
Why don't you talk to your doctor and see if this medication is right for you? Yeah, if you don't mind having, right now you're just itchy, but you could not be itchy and might have a stroke, suicidal thoughts, a low occurrence of death, high blood pressure, bleeding out of your eyes.
You gotta spread the lotion all over, Miles.
Right.
It doesn't just go for one concentrated area and then spread. You got to put it all over.
I just put a dab on my head and let it melt down. It's a slow process.
You know what? As long as we're talking about bucking technology, let's go ahead and just keep that going.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Really put the emphasis on it.
Yeah, thank you.
The Men's Room Top 10.
So this comes to us from Talker, and it says a new poll found half of Americans are trying to disconnect from the digital world whenever they can and live more analog lifestyles. So they gave us the top 10 analog trends that we're embracing this year.
I read it wrong. I saw anal log. Like, oh, yeah. Oh,
is that what we're calling it now?
All right, man.
All right. Yeah.
I'm living the anal log lifestyle.
I'm going to go leave.
Three times today.
Yeah, baby.
It looks like...
It's anal log. I'm like, yeah, cool.
Looks like...
Everyone's into that lifestyle. I didn't know.
It's like run off from
a volcano.
Or
could be anal OG.
Yeah, I'm the anal OG. It's coming back, baby.
Anal OG.
There's a script of that.
I was the first guy to go, hey, I got an idea. As long as I'm back here.
Yeah.
You know what I could do? Hang on, baby. Breathe real deep. I want to try this.
Hey, sometimes you plug stuff in a different outlet.
That's right.
That's all.
See if this light bulb works.
Analog,
here.
My bad.
Analog trends that we're embracing this year. Actual cameras, they say. Phone cameras are really good now, but the real ones still have their appeal. And
I think it depends if you like taking pictures.
And I
think let me rephrase that. If you like photography, right? So everyone takes a picture. There's nothing wrong with that. You want to catch something in the moment. I get it. But people that like photography, it's a much different
thing. Then you need to go back and plug that into an actual computer to download the pictures.
Not necessarily though, Miles, because there's a lot of little Polaroids. Photography enthusiasts that'll tell you that the actual film is a lot better than anything that digital can produce.
But they enjoy the process of creation.
I'm sure you gotta mail that off somewhere.
But I'm with you though, because
more than likely.
There are some that will still buy a film camera, but I feel like if people are using analog cameras, as it were, it's more on the Polaroid side. They're still getting those little tiny Polaroid ones, or they're getting they want the instant one still.
Yeah, you still want that, because we like the instant gratification. But, if you're someone that has a camera with all the lenses and all that, you go, okay, this person's into photography, which is a lot different than taking pictures.
Yeah, like my buddy Joe or, like, Thrill, like, they've always liked photography, and I've never known you guys not to have actual cameras and actual lenses.
Yeah. Analog music. Listening to records, CDs,
analog
or the radio.
Analog music.
Analog
music. I think
it is,
like, sometimes to listen to a record.
Yeah.
I love it, man. It sounds stupid, and I know some people... talk about the sound quality, blah, blah, blah. For me, I just realized when I put on vinyl, you listen to the record differently.
Yes.
Only in the sense of, because you got to flip it over at some point. So it sounds ridiculous, but you kind of read the last song on, say, side one. But as a result, you really listen to each song.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate it because the artist put the work into it.
I just get tired of people yelling at Alexa and other stuff. And it's just like...
Alexa, play blah, blah, blah.
Right, like, let the song we're listening to finish. You know what I mean?
Oh, right,
like,
right,
people
right.
are so excited to get to the next one. Like, hey, hang on.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just let this one
trust
complete.
The playlist.
Wearing a watch. Not a smartwatch, but a dumb watch. I literally switched to that here in the last couple of years. I don't like the smartwatches. I don't like having to put this thing on a friggin' charger at the end of the night because they die halfway through. The last time I wore my digital watch was on New Year's Eve to count those 50,000 steps. And beyond that, I can't remember the last time before
that. It's good to exercise with, but other than that, you don't need a day to day.
No.
I would say most people that wear the smartwatches, though, it's like a phone. The last thing you do is actually make a phone call. You use it for a billion other things.
Yes.
And I feel like with the smartwatch, and there's nothing wrong with this, but they use it, you know, to count their steps, blah, blah, blah. But to look at the time, that's the last thought on their mind.
Absolutely. I still love my buddy Rob after we did that Diplo 5K and then went to the concert. His watch just kept going off. Like, Jesus, man, you're really moving, Jay. Because we were just like dancing for like an hour. And it was like, you're the man.
Using an old school planner. Again, these are the 10 analog trends that we're embracing this year.
I don't know if I'd call my wife an old school planner.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, but you also have a chalkboard in your home.
I do have the chalkboard.
Where you have notes up about what's going on, where you need to be, or whatever the deal is, what the activities are.
We absolutely all have the giant calendars on our desk.
Yeah, we are the only three people in this entire floor that use a desktop calendar.
Yep.
Because everyone will say, hey, man, I sent it to you in the Google calendar. I'm like, brother, you know I'm not going to look at that.
I still have to write it on there. That's how I know I'm committed to something.
Yeah.
Writing letters. Ooh. When's the last time you got one in the mail? If you're under 30, maybe never.
My one uncle sends letters.
Okay. I like it.
He's also kind of insane. I'm not saying that they're correlated. I'm just saying he's the one person who sends letters. And he's the one dude that's crazy.
Oh, we get letters here at KISW for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, we do.
Using an alarm clock. Not just the one on your phone, but an actual alarm clock.
I use an alarm clock. I rarely use the alarm clock, but when I have to, I use the clock. It's on the other side of the room. There just so I force myself to get out of bed.
I just don't own one anymore.
Yeah. I saw a study a long while ago. It was like, get the clock out of your room. Because it's stressing you out in the middle of the night. You wake up
Turn it the other way.
Yeah, you know.
It's turned the other way, so I can't see what time it is, but when the alarm goes off, then it's
I'm telling you what, though, man, those little lights with the clock on them.
Yeah.
That slowly, gradually bring the light up before it's time to get up.
Yeah.
I like that.
And then they slowly bring up, like, I've got KISW on there, so I slowly wake up to the light, the radio station, then boom, the alarm goes off.
So you slowly wake up to Green Day.
Pretty much. Like at Park, I mean, that's how I get up.
Playing physical games, like board games, puzzles, instead of video games.
Yeah.
I'm just not a big video game guy because I don't have the ability.
I got you.
Yeah. I mean, that's really it. But
yeah.
It's weird because the kid plays video games because he's a kid. But on the occasion of board games break out, like if we're visiting the in-laws because they're big on the cards and all that.
Sure.
The amount of fun that I see my kids having because, they're actually having an interaction with someone physically there is very cool.
Using a paper calendar. There you go. You're probably not ditching your iCalendar, but it's nice to have one hanging somewhere, they say.
It's the only calendar I got, dude.
My guy Alan down at the auction that I work at on Tuesday mornings, he still every year has a Kraken calendar that he puts up.
Oh, yeah.
And he writes down just all the notes that he has on that calendar. He's probably the only one that I see uses an actual hang-up calendar.
My thing is I have a hang-up calendar and I write stuff on there. I forget to look at it because it's behind me. When we get to work, so someone will bring it. Hey, man, we got that meeting at 10:30.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? But when I look at the calendar, I've written it down.
Yep.
They still do a Snap-on Tools calendar with all the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
I know they still do the firemen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Used to be, like, fishing calendars, too. There was, like, hot chicks that were, like, wearing waders and, like, a bra fishing.
Here's a big
well,
fish.
Like a bikini top.
The thing is, they could have hot chicks doing anything. It didn't matter.
That's a solid.
Here's hot chicks eating sushi. You're like, all right, cool.
That's going to be a good
month. That's my calendar.
Pinky plumbing.
Yeah. Whatever. She's taking a turd out of the toilet. Hot chick. Cool. That's my calendar.
I'll call Sawyer.
There you go.
Got an idea for you, buddy.
Sawyer, come on, man. Let's get it done.
Let's get hot chicks. Plumbing.
Plunging a dirty brown toilet.
Just get them digging in there. We can make this thing sound like hotcakes, man. Come on. Oh, God. Reading books.
Real question, though. Why is it always firemen? Can we get a sexy cop one?
I think it's just because firemen are kind of known for being crazy ripped.
Right, but also, you always hear, I like a man in uniform, right? And one that we hear that blows my mind is UPS guys, just because brown is not the most flattering thing. But, like,
got a
UPS,
package for you, ladies.
You're missing the boat. You know, they would buy your freaking calendar if you said the UPS guys with their big ass thighs from walking all the time.
What if we had like professions that were like obvious porn stars? There's like the pizza guy, the UPS guy, the pool boy.
You know what? You're right.
Bikini barista.
There you
stepson.
Go.
Stepson.
Exactly. Oh, God.
Bad stepmom.
The lonely single mother across the street.
Yeah, exactly. Look, if they hit the category.
I didn't know anybody could see that my breasts were out.
Yeah, honestly, if you hit the thumbnail, make a calendar. Puffy nipples. You know, there it is, man.
The calendar.
Harry.
How do you spell October? With these two.
Yeah, Harry the calendar.
Reading books.
It's just Harry the Husky.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Pixelated.
E-readers, e-readers just aren't the same, so people are starting to read physical books. I never got into the e-readers. You know, I thought they were cool. They're crazy convenient. I tried to read on my phone for a little while there, and it just didn't feel right.
I'm a book guy,
something very satisfying about how much you read in a sitting. So yeah. When you move that bookmark down, you're like, yes. All right, man, I'm 2/3 of the way through the book.
I'm also the guy that's like, how many pages do I have left in this chapter? You know, do I cram this in?
The chapter.
Right. Right. Do I cram this in before I stop? And then I'll leave you with this last and final analog trend that we are embracing this year, the analogy trend of the year. Using an actual notebook for notes. Apps are great, but pens and papers still do exist.
I write everything.
Yes, you do. The problem is when I do that, I lose track of where it is. You know, I can't just put it down on a piece of paper because it'll get lost. I do have a whole bunch
that happens.
I do have a whole bunch of notes that are open. I'm good.
Yeah.
But it also allows me to kind of rearrange where things are going. If I have a train of thought, I don't have to erase. I don't have to squeeze it in here.
I use the sticky note.
Yes, you do.
My wife laughs because she'll open like a notebook and there's just nothing but notes. Then there's 3 or 4 sticky notes. And then I just have an arrow from the sticky note pointing to whatever topic it's kind of covering. That makes sense. She's like, why do you do this? I'm like, because it makes sense to me.
Yeah. Amanda.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Belgium was smart enough to know that he was too drunk to drive, but his solution for the problem still managed to get into trouble, Miles.
What was the solution?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to the weekend and drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and I believe our very own Mike Hawk has this story coming up in headlines. Today, we toast one Levika Gupta from Noida, India. Apparently, everything ends with the letter A. Anyway, Levika, she agreed to marry her current husband 2 years ago, but now she's suing both her husband and 4 of her in-laws. So as the story goes, Levika claims that she was deceived at the time by this man's family for concealing various details about both his education and his financial status, which we talked about yesterday, like on the dating sites or whatever. Yeah. Hey, man, you know, they're lying about this. Well, no kidding. She says, quote, after marriage, I found out that my husband had only passed class 12. In other words, graduated high school.
That is
while
grade 12.
His bio data showed that he had a Bachelor of Commerce degree, he also lied that his income was $20,000. In this way, I was seriously defrauded. But more importantly, at least according to her, was that when she agreed to marry her now husband, she was promised a man with, quote, thick hair. But she later learned that her spouse was bald and wearing a wig to conceal his lack of hair. That's the thing that set her off. She's like, look, I can live with the fact that he lied about his education. I can live with the fact that he does not make as much money as he said he did. But I wanted someone, and I believe her exact quote was thick, lush hair. The word lush was in there. Only to marry this dude and find out he is bald. And now she's suing.
Damn.
So, guys, remember, don't wear a wig. That's all. Yeah.
Yeah, or lie. Just don't be bald.
And he's getting sued, man. Damn. That is unbelievable. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.